USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Americans who are vaccinated against COVID will soon be able to travel to Europe, according to a top EU official. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told the New York Times Sunday that lifting restrictions will depend on conditions in the U.S., but those who are vaccinated will be able to travel to the continent this summer, though she did not lay out a timeline. Non-essential travel to the EU has been banned since the beginning of the pandemic last March. And the Biden administration has partially lifted a ban that will allow for the export of raw materials for the production of COVID vaccines to try to help India control a massive second wave of infections. A spokesperson for the National Security Council said Sunday in a statement that raw materials needed to produce the COVID shield vaccine will be made available to India. The country is undergoing a large surge in new cases, recording more than 346,000 on Sunday. Officials say that a new variant of the virus, the B.1.617, is partially responsible for the surge in cases. This is USA Radio News.
America's great cities are in deep trouble. Businesses are closing, taxpayers fleeing, and police are defunded as crime and homelessness rise. It's a dangerous time in big cities like New York, L.A., Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, and more. All this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax TV, exposing the real truth in his series, Cities on Fire. Every night, Rob Schmidt gives you the real news you won't hear anywhere else. So watch Rob Schmidt tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and see his Cities on Fire special. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, and LG. Or tune in on Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. And millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest growing cable news channel. Because Newsmax is real news for real people.
The CDC lifted a pause on the use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine Friday after looking into cases of rare blood clots. The agency decided to lift the pause after determining that the possible risks are outweighed by the vaccine's benefits, but ordered the shot to come with a warning label and information about the possible side effects. The White House's chief medical advisor says the 11-day pause is proof of the country's commitment to vaccine safety. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC's This Week that the extra investigation should help assuage those with some hesitancy over the vaccines.
There was a pause, it was examined, and now we're going ahead with it, which tells you that if you look at all of the other vaccinations that have been done, you know, we've had about 141 million people have received at least one dose of the vaccine. A very small proportion of that, about 8 million, has been J&J. The rest have been the mRNAs from Pfizer and from Moderna. So if anybody has any doubts about the safety of those other vaccines, and including J&J, we can now say, you know, we take this very seriously.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The surge of illegal immigrants at the southern border continues, as do calls for the president and vice president to visit the border. Vice President Kamala Harris will soon meet with Mexico's president to discuss ways to stem the flow of migrants from Central America to the U.S.'s borders. The vice president says that the administration is making progress on the problem. She tells CNN that efforts are being made to reach out to allies in Central America to help deal with the root causes of illegal immigration.
We're making progress. But it's not going to evidence itself overnight. It will not. But it will be worth it. And I will tell you, part of my approach to this is we've got to institutionalize the work and also internationalize it, which is why, for example, I'm working with Ambassador Thomas Greenfield, and we're going to be increasing the requests we're making of our allies in the United Nations. Because, again, this is about the Western Hemisphere. We are a neighbor in the Western Hemisphere, and it is also about understanding that we have the capacity to actually get in there if we are consistent. Part of the problem is that under the previous administration, they pulled out, essentially, a lot of what had been the continuum of work, and it essentially came to a standstill.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.